Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to go into a teaching here in just a moment that is a very extended teaching on doubt versus belief. If you'd like to have this teaching, just give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or at the end of the message, we'll have the full details of how to get this. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is Lord.
And you know what my wife said? She said, "Miss Emily, I want you to be my spiritual mother." She said, "When I get 75, I want to be just like you." Well, let me tell you, every woman would want to be just like that woman. She said, "If you get sick and you let the devil put any kind of sickness and disease upon you as a Christian, you're living in total deception." She said, "All sickness and disease comes from the devil." And she said, "Since I've learned that and I've drove the devil out," she said, "Does he ever come up on me?" She said, "Oh yeah, he tries." Here she is, 75 years old, and I just loved it when she done this. She said, "When that devil comes up on me, I take the word of God," and you ought to have seen her do that dance. She said, "I tell that devil, you ain't having me, you beast, in the name of Jesus." And she said, "I start quoting words, out of here in Jesus' name." And I thought, whoo, what a 75-year-old woman. Everybody ought to be like that when they're 75, right? She is on fire. She's a ball of fire, isn't she, Elaine? Oh, man. And that night, like I said, 10 o'clock that night, still casting out demons. I mean, we saw some awesome manifestations of demons that evening when she was here. And at 10 o'clock, of course, I had been on that was about the 15th day of my fast. And I'm telling you, I hadn't had a bite of food to eat in 15 days, and I was getting tired. And I thought, although she's been eating, she's 10 years older than me. And at 10 o'clock that night, I told everybody, wasn't but about 20 people left here. I said, "Hey, we're going to cancel the service tonight. We're going to go home. We're going to let Miss Emily get some rest." And I said, "We'll reconvene next Sunday and start over." But 75 years old, a ball of fire, but yet 20 years before, she's on her deathbed with terminal lupus, with no chance to live. Totally healed by the power of God. Stood on the Word. Ain't letting that devil get me. Takes the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, and cuts that devil's head off and says, "Devil, you're not having me in the name of Jesus." Now then, in the name of Jesus, what did the Lord say we could do? What did He say in John 14, 13, 14 again later we could ask for? What do we not understand about that? I mean, that's in the Word, isn't it? Now, when we ask Him for that, He said we must ask in faith, nothing wavering, right? No doubt. Now, what if you don't get your healing right then? You don't doubt it. You still stand on it, right, brother? You stand on the Word. And when you stand on the Word, when you've done all you can do, Jesus said, "Stand. Stand on my Word." If you don't get your whatever you need, you stand on it and continue to stand on it and come against that devil until you get yourself completely back in line. And then you make sure you walk holy before God and you continue on in faith, nothing wavering. And then every time the devil tries to come up on you, you take these mighty promises and you drive that beast out and you can walk in divine health. Now then, it's time for the break. Before we take the break, in the afternoon, we always take up our offering for the service. This is where we support our ministry. If you want a receipt, we'll give you an envelope. Anybody want to give cash that needs a receipt, you need an envelope. Anybody need an envelope here? Billy, we got some up here and some over here. Give them an envelope. Be sure and print your whole name. If you want a receipt, don't just put Susie Jones on.
Dropped something off in the office building behind mine, and I was running down the stairs to get back over to my office, and this Hispanic lady was walking down the stairs just going like that, going, "Oh," and I could tell she was in a lot of pain, and I looked over at her. We got down to the bottom of the stairs, and I said, "Are you in pain?" And she said, "Oh, yes." And I said, "You know, Jesus can heal that pain for you." And I said, "Why don't I pray for you right here?" And so she just threw her hands up in the air. And I just prayed the quick prayer over her. And I said, "Now in Jesus' name, you're healed. So thank Jesus." And she said, "Oh, thank you, Jesus." And she took one step and I was on my way out the door. She went, "Oh, praise God, all the pain is gone."
Hey, I mean, after all, though, don't y'all all know that this dispensation, Jesus don't do those kind of things anymore? That's what I was told so many years of my life. Jesus don't do those kind of things anymore. He only did those kind of things back, you know, when He was here on the earth. He don't do miracles no more. I believed that too many years. But I don't believe it no more. Praise the Lord. Anybody else got a testimony you'd like to give? Come up here, young lady, if you want to tell us what Jesus has done for you. Praise the Lord. Just one second. We got this lady, and then we'll get you, sir.
Well, I had two healings when I came here 2 months ago for the first time. My 8-year-old son, Sammy, had mild autism, and I brought a picture of him, and Thurman prayed. And I believed that Sammy was healed, and... but I've had Sammy on a special diet for the last 4 years, and it was kind of my safety net with Sammy. It helped him to be much better. And the thing with autism is this is what I read. Their small intestine is damaged, and they can't process gluten and casein. So that's like dairy and wheat, barley, rye, I can't remember what else. So for 4 years, Sammy didn't have, I never knowingly fed Sammy any gluten or casein. But I always knew when he got some from somewhere else because he would check out. He would pace the kitchen floor and his eyes would be fixed on the kitchen floor and you couldn't break in. You couldn't get, I mean, even right up in his face, you couldn't make eye contact with him. He wasn't there. And so I realized after Thurman prayed that if Sammy was really healed, I could take him off the diet. And that wasn't exactly good news to me because I was really scared because school was starting the next day and I really wanted Sammy to behave well at school. And but I fed him breakfast Sunday morning, a regular breakfast, and I stood next to him and I prayed out loud, "Thank you, God, for healing Sammy, and please use this food to nourish his body and don't let it harm him." And Sammy was so excited, he gave his testimony to everybody. but Satan really gave me a run for my money that day, because that day, that Sunday, twice I saw Sammy doing autistic things. He was pacing, I couldn't get in. And we were at Super Salad waiting in line to eat, and he was echoing. And that was an autistic behavior Sammy never had before. And but I just did what Thurman would have told me to do, and I let him eat the food, and he ate everything he wanted to. And he has been fine. He has eaten regular food ever since then. So his small intestine is healed. And I'll just make this one really short. I was also healed of long-term profound depression that day. But I have to say, I gave my testimony in church 3 weeks ago, and after I gave my testimony, I was in rough shape. I was really, really in rough shape. But the elders prayed for my daughter on Thursday night this week, and they prayed for me too, about the depression thing that, you know, since I gave my testimony, I wasn't really okay, and I'm better. And but don't think that I'm claiming that I'm depressed again, because even during that whole time, I still stood by and said that I am healed.
Amen.
So.
Amen. You got to stand on the word. You got to stand on the word of God.
Well, I've got a testimony and then I've got a question. This is the last question, will be self-explanatory. I'll just make this short. I had three ladies that had terminal illnesses that somehow the Lord just ran me across their path and prayed for them, and they've lived. And one of them is a neighbor lady, and my wife and I went up to get some figs. She told us her figs were ripe and she knew we wanted some, so we got up there and she had just gotten back from the doctor, and she had the x-ray showed white mass all in her lungs. Well, she smokes very heavily and has for many years. And then said she had I think it's called an aneurysm, a thing on her main artery coming out of her heart. And the doctor told her to go home and not to do anything, that it could burst any second. There would be nothing they could do for her. And so anyway, we laid hands on her and anointed her with oil and prayed for her. And a few days she went back to the doctor and got another exam, and the white mass was gone completely. And the aneurysm had gone down so small, the doctor said, well, just go do whatever you want to. You know, so that, well, and then that same lady, that's been several years ago, she went back into the hospital. I'm not sure why. I'd just come back from out of town. And the husband, and she has five or six children, and all the children except one girl had given the doctor permission to take her off the breathing machine, which was breathing for her, because every time they did, she would stop breathing. And so one girl was holding out. They wouldn't let them unplug her mother. And I'll have to admit, my faith, when I saw her, it went down to just about that high.
Your faith was that high.
Mine was that. I mean, she looked so, so bad. But nevertheless, I anointed her with oil, prayed for her, because she was totally unconscious. And a few days, she was home. And she's been out in her garden doing what she wants to till recently.
Amen.
Okay, here's the question. I've been out of town for 5 months. I just got back. And her grandson by marriage came by the house, welcomed me back home. They said, I need to go see my grandmother because the doctor's only given her 6 months to live. Well, she never has quit smoking during all this time. And so Jim and I went over there the other night and laid hands on and prayed for her again. And then we knew more about casting out this demon of tobacco and nicotine. And so we did that. And thank goodness we got through, because then her husband came in the room and he ran us off. I mean, he cursed us out and ran us off. Now, these people, neither one, have a dark in the door of a church in 70 years, I guess. And she keeps getting healed. It's got to be our faith. It can't be any of hers. I mean, she's got a little. I think the lady knows the Lord, but her husband holds her back. I guess I'm going to have to say we're curious as what's going to happen this time, since her husband has this authority and he ran us off.
We'll start out right here tomorrow where we just left off for the continuation of this teaching. This is a fairly extensive teaching. If you would love to have the complete teaching on this belief versus doubt, please give us a call, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you'd like, you could get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there you'll find our free order forms. You can order anything you want from our ministry. Everything is free and postpaid. We'll be happy to send it to you if you'll just contact us. And remember, Jesus is the King of the universe, and He is the Lord of the church. And we praise Him and thank Him. In Jesus' name, amen.